Socialist ideas for people looking for answers. For the last 8 months, Socialist Party members have been discussing a new draft program for the party. This had been circulated in a publicly available What We Stand For pamphlet. Throughout that 8-month discussion, members have suggested additions and amendments. Lenny Shale, speaking on behalf of the Socialist Party Executive Committee, explained that the program encapsulated how we are adapting to a changed situation. The What We Stand For document points to the workplace as the site of developing struggles, where the battle is over the surplus value created by the working class, but expropriated by the capitalists, and how workers' consciousness can develop during struggle. The Socialist Party's program helps to draw new people into the party. Our program is subject to continuous discussion and development. Mihal Singh from Wales welcomed What We Stand For not falling into the traps of either promising reforms without socialist change, or stating boldly that only socialism can solve our problems without dealing with the specific needs of workers. Clive Heemskirk, in his reply to the discussion, promised that the updated What We Stand For would now be produced as a pamphlet. One main thrust of the document is how does the working class rebuild its organizations? The conditions of the working class today are reminiscent of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, casualized and with little rights, but, just as that was the time when a workers' political party was founded, still with the possibility of leading the struggle for socialist change. What We Stand For serves a purpose for this period after the defeat of Corbynism, with many looking for answers as to the way forward.